This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, June 6th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums. Walton Arts Center presents the 14th Annual Art of Wine Festival, June 12th through the 14th. This three-evening event features a winemaker's dinner and two different tastings, over 400 wines from around the world, and food from area restaurants. Art of Wine tickets and information available at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600. Science is big at Fayetteville Public Library this summer, and all ages can sign up for the reading program. FPL Summer begins with a petting zoo featuring Barnyard Buddies Monday. It continues with an author talk and workshop with playwright Karen Zacharias on June 11th and 12th, and a beer-making workshop takes place June 14th. More information available at faylib.org. Ahead on this busy Friday on Ozarks, from Pharrell to Harry Connick Jr., celebrities hit the stage this morning in Fayetteville for the Walmart shareholders meeting. Plus, there were a few business items, too. Antoinette Grajeda and Timothy Dennis were inside Bud Walton Arena. We'll get a report later. And Jacqueline Froelich takes us along the Buffalo River nearly a year after a controversial hog farm operation began business. First, Bud Walton Arena was filled and traffic was at a standstill early this morning on Razorback Road as thousands of Walmart shareholders and employees attended the company's annual shareholders meeting. Despite the 7 a.m. start time, the festivities were energetic. Musicians Pharrell and Harry Connick Jr. opened the meeting that also included addresses from the new CEO, Doug McMillon, and the chair of the board of directors, Rob Walton.
Dad believed that as long as we think and feel like our customers, as long as we're truly customer-centric, customer-driven, there's no limit to how much we can achieve as a company.
There were also requests for changes from select shareholders.
Our proposal asks Walmart to annually disclose whether it clawed back bonuses or other performance pay from senior executives who have broken the law or violated Walmart's policies on ethical conduct. It's a concept important enough that companies like Halliburton, Northrop Grumman, United Technologies, and McKesson already have policies for these disclosures.
We'll have more from the meeting in a few minutes. A possible election to increase the Fort Smith library tax from 1 mill to 3 mills is closer to reality. The Fort Smith Board of Directors will meet Tuesday at noon to consider a petition asking for the increase. The petition, with the required 100 signatures, was filed with the mayor's office yesterday. If the board approves an election, the measure would be in front of city voters in August. One of the most accomplished golfers in University of Arkansas history is turning professional. Emily Tubert is a three-time All-American as a Razorback and was the 2010 Women's Amateur Public Links champion. Though her Arkansas career is over, she will be back in Northwest Arkansas to participate in the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship LPGA event later this summer. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals dropped a 6-4 game to Tulsa last night in Springdale. The two teams finished their series tonight at Arvest Ballpark beginning at 7. There is a good chance of showers and thunderstorms in the region before the end of the weekend. 40% chance of rain tonight with lows from the mid-60s to lower 70s. Tomorrow, 50% chance of rain, highs from 83 to 89. And for Sunday, 70% chance of rain with highs from 75 to 80.